Are you leaving money on the table? Today, we're talking about the dangers of not taking a proactive approach to pending patient follow-up. Stay with us. Welcome to another episode of Ortho Thrive. I'm your host, Richie Gurzon. Today, we have Eric Romanquay here joining us. Eric serves as CEO and president of TX Converter, a pending exams management and follow-up company that serves the dental industry with expertise in orthodontic practices. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Richie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to be on the show with us. Everyone, if you haven't noticed, I'm not in our normal studio. I tested positive for COVID, so we're being safe and quarantining. So you get to see my little home office. So hopefully that's cool. Eric, I'd love to just hear your story. How did you get to where you are today? And what's your story?
Sure, Richie. Well, after the Air Force, I went straight into the car business. And I spent over 25 years in the car business. I worked my way up from starting in sales and working my way through the ranks to general manager, vice president, and then ultimately managing partner. I specialized in running groups, mainly high-end groups, auto groups. And after that, I was fortunate to get out early and I started a consulting company, a training company, built that up, sold that, and then a consulting company. And that's how I ended up in the ortho world.
Okay. So kind of based off your experience, what do you think the biggest need, what is the biggest need for an ortho practice?
Well, I think, when I took over the practice in 2011, which was supposed to be a 6-month consulting agreement, that turned into me running the practice for the next 7-8 years. And what I learned real quickly was there's not much difference from an automotive dealership to an ortho practice because it's
really, that's an interesting statement. Okay.
Retail sales. You know, at the end of the day, it is retail sales. You know, they're selling treatment. And I think one of the challenges is that doctors don't understand that they own and operate a retail operation. So a lot of the best practices in any retail operation for that matter will work in the ortho world. But I don't think doctors get that from a sales standpoint.
And yeah, I tend to agree, just coming from the marketing perspective, marketing and sales are so closely related that when we do sales training, a lot of times with the staff, I can kind of see their eyes glaze over unless they're really into it, because they don't want to be doing sales. They want to do this, they want to do easy referrals, I should say, many times, not all the time, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And along with that, then there's a lack of training. It's funny. I was talking with somebody the other day and we just for test purposes, we pulled up, I think we went on, I don't know if it was Indeed or Craigslist. And we're talking about the ads that doctors place in there for treatment coordinators. And they list all the qualifications that they need, answering phones, checking insurance and all that. Yeah. But follow-up is never listed in there.
Really? I didn't know that. I mean, that kind of explains their attitude about it then. If that wasn't in the original job description, why are you asking me to do this other thing?
Exactly.
You really need to be a certain type of personality to want to do that.
Yeah, you really do. And I think that's where the industry lacks of, like you said, not everybody, but the average practice truly lacks that business sense when it comes to sales and more importantly, follow-up.
Yeah. So talking about the impact of COVID, what do you think the negatives and positives were, maybe in reference to virtual consultation? What's your opinion about that?
Well, I've got to tell you, obviously the negatives are, affected everybody, from the slowdown in business and uncertainty about business. But I think in the ortho world, at least for my clients, they were able to rebound fairly quickly. However, I think, as you mentioned, virtual consultations, if handled right and accepted with an open mind, I believe the same thing that happened to me 20 years ago in the car business with the internet, You know, at first when the internet was happening, you know, a lot of dealers were saying, well, you know, people don't never buy a car online. They still have to come in, you know, to the dealership. And I know a lot of doctors have that perspective today. However, we transitioned, you know, in the automobile world, I used to spend $1 million a year on advertising in the local paper, you know, liner.
Just ad. In the local paper you spend?
Oh, yeah, just in the local paper.
I mean, it's very easy to do. I've seen them.
Yeah, I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. So, but I would spend $1 million a year on advertising our cars, especially we would write out little liners for the used cars.
Yeah.
Then that evolved into taking pictures. And then that evolved into having a internet department. Every dealership has an internet department. Yeah. And I think if the orthodontic industry, you know, takes on the virtual consultations, they can have a separate department within their practice in and of itself generating income. That's, I believe they can have a separate department with virtual consultations if they manage it properly.
Now, that's a big statement, a separate department just for virtual. I mean, it is in many ways the future of interaction.
Yeah, and I think if they embrace it that way, they will be better off for it, and they can increase their productivity. But I think that COVID has presented the industry, you know, as it relates to virtual consultations.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think the best way to improve a practice is for a doctor?
I believe it's training. It really is. I mean, this is something new to everybody. I think that, you know, I don't believe that the same TC that is used to scheduling these exams and presenting in a physical manner, that TC may not have the skill set to deal with somebody online. I think it's going to take two different skill sets. And I think the doctors that adopt this and are able to, you know, have training for this specific person to deal with these online consultations is going to be better off for it.
So I'm assuming that the whole patient follow-up process you feel like is really critically important. Can you just talk about how important that is?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they, again, like I said, just in the ads that's out there, they're not even mentioning the word follow-up. And right now, if I ask any client that usually I onboard comes and joins my company's services, they don't know anything about the follow-up process. They don't know how many people they have pending. You know, yeah. They don't see that.
They don't know how many people they have pending? Like, they have
no, in most cases, they really don't. Because unfortunately, today, as archaic as it sounds, they're still only using a manual spreadsheet to track their pending exams.
You know, I'm sorry. Really, I didn't realize that.
Oh, really? Absolutely. I get 9 out of 10 doctors I talk to, they are still, their TCs are still using a manual spreadsheet to track their pending exams.
That's scary. Yeah, okay.
It really is. And that's how, when I got into, you know, running the practice, I realized that none of these best practices were in the industry. And that's what led me to create TX Converter, because even us staying on top of it, you're still going to have a few of them fall through the cracks. So I wanted to eliminate that gap, and we were able to do it, and we were very successful with it. And that's why I started sharing it with the industry.
So what would you say to doctors who have treatment coordinators that are kind of hesitant to like embark on some of the journey like this? How do you coach them through that?
Well, again, I believe that, you know, it comes from the top. The speed of the pack is the speed of the leader, and it begins with that doctor. And until and unless that doctor has made the decision that they want to do something about it, it's usually not going to work, you know. And that's why before I bring on a client, you know, I'll have a good meeting with the doctor, and it has to be something that they want, you know. And then I'll show them, you know, we'll do an analysis of their practice and kind of get an idea of where they're at. And I'll try to find out what is their follow-up process and see how we can best help them with that. But 9 out of 10, they really don't look at the follow-up process as importantly as they should.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's it's not just in the ortho space. It's in just small business in general. I think follow-up is a huge issue. I was just at a really awesome convention for ClickFunnels, and I got to hear Dan Kennedy speak. If no one knows who he is, he's like the father of direct response copywriting.
Yeah.
And he actually mentioned dentists randomly. And he said, if you can just help them do something to follow up with appointments that didn't start, you're going to give them, I think he said something like guaranteed 10, 20% increase in revenue or something. And when someone like him says that, you know that there's truth. He has like 50 years of experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. That Dan has a lot of experience, and it can help dentists. And that's why we're helping. I love helping the doctors and the clients that are on board, but again, the doctor has to want to do it. You know, their team members, if we don't have the buy-in from the doctor, it won't work.
Yeah. All right. So we've talked about kind of the pending patient process. Why don't we go into what TX Converter is?
Okay. Well, TX Converter, it is really a management system. I wanted to give somebody a real tool to allow the TCs to manage their pending exams and schedule their follow-up. That's really what the system is made. I wrote the system. I checked out all the systems that were out there. I didn't like anything out there. Because a lot of the systems still are dealing with patient management after they're a patient.
Oh, absolutely.
Not many of them are looking at the pending exam the way that we do. And so we just focus on the pending exams so that the TC has something that they can log all of their pending exams and they can actually schedule all of their follow-up. So all they have to do is just log in every day and they see exactly who they need to follow up with, why. And then I added some other things in there so that if a doctor or a business manager was looking at it, they can log in and they can see not only who is pending, but they can see how many accounts, how old they are, and how much value they have to the practice, because I look at that as being their potential income, right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
That's why I bring this tool for them to really look at.
So what was the original reason you created it? Do you have a why it started it all?
Yeah, because it's something that I did in the past. You know, I had a ton of salespeople, and a lot of times, you know, they were always so busy that follow-up would always get put on the back burner. So I came up with a system where I hired an assistant that would handle the scheduling of the follow-up for my sales teams, because they would, again, always forget, they're always busy, and it helped an increase in sales. So I just took that, but I improved upon it and made it a software system for the TCs to use. My TCs, I used it, you know, we started off using it back in 2016 and got all the bugs and kinks out. And now it's made it what it is today.
So is it automated at all? Is it how much automation is there? How much human interaction is there?
Not much automation. Other than being able to pre-schedule all of your follow-ups. Say, for example, somebody says, hey, you know, I'm not ready now, but check in with me, you know, in the spring.
Yeah.
Right? If that were to happen now, somebody has to write it down a calendar, maybe put it on a spreadsheet, and then hopefully the RTC remembers to follow up with them in the spring. 9 out of 10 of them, they're not going to remember that. Therefore, that pending exam is going to fall through the cracks. So a TX Converter, they can actually schedule that follow-up, and they could put all their notes in there. So anybody at any given time could log in and look and say, okay, well, Eric said to follow up in the spring, and they see all the notes, and then it will tell them follow up, and you can just set the date of when to follow up.
Oh, that's good. I think you have a demo you can show it, so we can kind of get a understanding.
Yeah, I'm happy to run it too real quick.
I think that'd be fun.
Okay. If let's see if I can share my screen. All right. Are you able to see my screen now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and log in here. And this is the dashboard. This is just my demo account. So I'll just pull up what it should look like.
Sure.
Right here, as soon as you log in, what you're going to see on the left, and I primarily made this for the doctors and business managers, you'll be able to see all of your accounts over the past 120 days, you're going to see how many accounts, you're going to see their aging, and then you're going to see their dollar amounts. But also, this is also something that I'll see, like if this were a client right now, I would look here and see that there's an issue with their follow-up because they have about 24 clients sitting here with at about $125,000, $126,000 of potential income sitting right here. And this is what I found, Richie, to after 60 days, that's where it really drops off. That's where TCs usually have pretty much written these people off as not interested. And the main reason for that is, actually, there's a couple. The main reason is because they probably only reached out one time to these pending exams. They haven't heard back, and so they just wrote them off. And
yeah, that's a classic rookie mistake, isn't it? Just reaching out one time and giving up.
And it happens so often. Then what they see on the right is this will be a list of all the people they need to follow up with today. So, you know, this would normally have a lot of people here, but they can see at a glance who they need to follow up with, what transpired the last time they spoke, and then they can just add any notes and so forth.
Yeah.
So you go from here, and then let me just reduce this down. I'll come over here and show you that this started off as just being a tool to manage pending exams, but then I had a lot of my clients saying, hey, Eric, if you can turn this into a presentation tool, my TC could use it right there by putting the people in, they can automatically do the presentation. So I said, no problem, we can do that. So I created this. So all they do is they put in the patient's information, and then they can go ahead and use this to present braces, Invisalign, whatever the case may be, treatment fee, put in any notes, insurance coverage, go over payments with them and everything like that.
Yeah, that's
right. And let's say, for example, that it's not a same day start. Let's say somebody says that they want to leave and review it with their spouse. They can do that. They can just email this whole presentation to them so that they can go home and review it with their spouse. Exactly.
Oh, that's nice. You can email it to them so they can look.
Yeah. Exactly what the TC went over with that, with the spouse there. Then, you know, you can do a side-by-side comparison between braces or Invisalign. You can do side-by-side to see the monthly payments between the two. And then we've got a little comparison between braces and Invisalign. So right here, what we do is we teach our clients to go ahead and take 30 seconds, knowing that this person is not going to be a same-day start. We teach them to go ahead and take a moment. I've loaded one in here, see an OrthoThrive right here. So if they're in here and they have new, before they leave, I'm going to have them come in here and they're going to change the status. So we already know that this person is going to leave because they want to review with spouse. So we're going to come in here and put review with spouse, and then we're going to hit submit. So now that automatically changed the status to review with spouse, right? And then I'm going to come in here and I'm going to schedule whatever follow-up notes I want to do. Like I'm going to follow up on October 5th, whatever the case may be. And then anything that I put here, all of the follow-up notes automatically get saved here so that you can come in here, log in and see exactly what transpired. So at this point now we can run reports. So let's say we have a ton of people in here. Now we can run reports. This will be an example report right here, patient follow-up report. So I could run this for any date range. Let's say, for example, you know, your TC is going on vacation, somebody's filling in, they can run in here, go in here, run a date range of anybody that's required that needs follow-up. And they'll see everybody here. They'll see all the last notes and everything. So anybody can take over. That's what was important for me, to make sure anybody, you know, they're not fumbling around trying to find out what happened. Or what went on, right?
For sure.
And then the system will turn red if for some reason that the TC didn't get to do the follow-up like they were supposed to, the date will turn red so that when they do log in, they know that these people, they need to jump on first before everybody else.
Okay.
Then the other report here is probably one of my favorites. It's more from a business standpoint. It's called our PIL report. This is our potential income and loss report. And so at any given time, any doctor, any manager, any TC can come in here and run a report, and it will show them all of their pending exams, why they're pending dental clearance work, pending insurance approval, pending review with spouse, everybody. So for this particular date range, there's 40 pending exams. It shows, tells them why. It shows all of their aging, their dollar amounts. So right now, if I'm a doctor, I can be asking, well, look, I have 40 potential patient pending exams with a potential income of $197,000.
Yeah.
Right? So their TC should be really busy doing a bunch of follow-up, you know, trying to chase this 200 grand.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. But it breaks it down. So with review with spouse, we got 82,000. in pending exams, pending insurance approval, 21,000, right? So it breaks it down on everybody that's pending and why. I believe that it's so you need to know why they're pending, because that's the only way that you're going to learn how to overcome that objection, right?
Yeah, and from speaking as a marketer, if I don't need to know who they are, but if I kind of know this percentage of people, like maybe 60% or this certain reason, we could create content to help attack that reason for people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Or the flip side to that is, see, we not only follow up, but we follow through, because I have a done for you follow-up service that I can tell you about later. But when we do it, we follow through all the way to a decision. So
that's good.
Yeah. So when we find out that they're no longer interested, we'll find out why. Most people will be happy to share why. And then we put it down, you know, chose another doctor, lost revenue for miscellaneous reasons, lost revenue for no response. I love this because we're able to turn around so many people that are in here for no response, out of network, price too expensive, treatment declined, et cetera. So I believe that as a business owner, if I lost somebody, I want to know why so I can try to fix it, right? And even in the practice, I'll tell you a little story, Richie. In the practice that I was managing, yeah, I was noticing this report right here. For 1 month, I kept getting treatment declined. So I sat down with my TC and I said, hey,
yeah, that's like the worst one.
I said, what's going on with this? I said, there's a pattern here. Yeah. So when we looked at each and every one, what we found out was that our doctor was telling people that in order to be perfect, to have that perfect smile, she's going to need to extract a tooth. And nobody wanted this extraction. So they were end up going somewhere else. And the reason why they went somewhere else was because that doctor said that they will try their best without extracting a tooth. Then they can look at it. And if they still wanted corrections, he can do it. Then he'll extract a tooth then. But he'll try it beforehand.
Oh, that's a huge revelation.
Huge. Seriously. Okay. So when we turned that around, we eliminated the treatment decline.
Wow.
So, you know, it's important to know why, in my opinion. That's why I created this report, which I, one of my favorites, the pill report.
Yeah.
The next one is a follow-up productivity report. There's probably not a practice out there that could do this unless they're on my system, where if you were to ask, okay, from this date range, 831 to 920, what did your TC do? So here, if they're using the system, they can run a report for any date range and they can see that this TC made 16 phone calls, sent out 28 emails, 38 text messages, one video call and two update only. So this really shows what the TC did, and in turn also shows the doctor how much work is involved to do follow-up.
Yeah.
And if they're not.
Absolutely. Because you're going to start seeing a pattern of like all the wins, like what was the recipe that got the person across the finish line, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then they'll see that, you know, TCs wear multiple hats and they're always putting more and more things on their plate. And the more things that they have their TC do, the more likely it is for them to put follow-up on the back burner so they can get all these projects done. And when doctors don't understand the true value of follow-up, they'll continue doing this. You know, so that's why we have this. I also use this productivity report for me to help follow my managers as well, my follow-up managers. So that's pretty much what the system does. Also, you know, we have obviously the conversion report. So here's a client from back in October where they're actually, so for this month, you know, they did 44, they brought in 220 in productivity, and they're pretty good at same day starts. You know, but yeah, when we implement our follow-up program, we're able to generate a lot more for them. So, you know.
Well, thanks for doing the demo.
Yeah, no, you're most welcome. There are a couple of other reports that I can show you, but when you're ready.
Yeah, a couple more, I guess. Just show me a couple more and then we'll.
Yeah, I just want to show you some results. I think that.
Okay.
Well, first, this one, this is what doctors think their follow-up road is going to be to a conversion. Real, yeah. But this is reality. This is what the TC is dealing with as it pertains to follow-up with their pending exams. They're always running into something, right? You know, like no response, or still interested, but not quite ready yet. you know, need to get finances in order, dental work, et cetera. So this is the real world. This is what they have to follow up with or deal with. And a lot of TCs, they don't have the time to do that. So what I created was a done-for-you follow-up program that does really exist out there. And so my team will actually do the follow-up. After a certain day of aging, my team will kick in and we will start doing the follow-up. And that's what I want to show you as far as the type of results that we get for our clients. Here's an example of somebody that has been on our program for a year. Actually, they've been with me for a number of years. They've been using the system and everything like that. But then they came on board in August for our Done For You follow-up program. So after 60 days, we kick in, we do the follow-up. And in a year's time, at the end of this past July, we were able to increase their productivity by $250,000 by doing their follow-up. Now, these are
this is probably business that they wouldn't have gotten at all, right?
They stopped following up. They wrote them off as not interested. So we took over, we started doing the follow-up, and we can go ahead and we handed them $250,000. You can see here what we do per month, but take a look at the aging, Richie, you know, 211, 172, 286.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you're converting those type of prospects. Yes.
Absolutely.
458.
Ooh. 458 or 497, you know, 260, 256, you know.
Yeah, so if anyone gets anything from this episode today, it's those people aren't to be written off, you know.
No, and that's just it. It's a different, this might be because of COVID, everybody got busy and everything like that. And so it might've moved their ortho treatment down a little bit on the priority list, but they're not, they might, you know, but practices are writing them off. And in all fairness to the TC, that TC doesn't have time to do follow-up with all these people. They're not going to remember to follow up 6 months from now or anything like that. Yeah. They're too busy with the day-to-day grind and trying to close out the month. You know, or this one here, here's somebody else in a totally different area. And that's just for this year, even though they've been with us from last year, we're tracking this year. You know, we've brought in 164,000, 30 extra starts, averaging 20,600 a month. And we're on track to give them $250,000 as well from our Done For You follow-up program.
Awesome. So, okay.
Yeah. That's what we do. That's what we do and how we do it.
Cool. All right, I guess you can stop sharing the screen, but we did. I think it was really cool to see the software and in action. Is that kind of encompass all the services you offer, or other things?
It's the software. We do some follow up coaching, and then we actually do the Done For You follow up program. So it's three main things that we provide. I haven't come across anybody that does the follow up like we do, because the average aging of the people that we're able to convert is 158 days. You know, that's 5 months. And it takes a lot of follow-up activity and communication with these people. So I don't believe automated works. And my team is they're all experienced in the dental industry. And so I think we do that a little differently. We have that personal touch. And in doing that, that's what I believe, how we're able to convert as much as we do.
So when you're doing the Done For You version of the service, do you have a call center if you receive calls? How does that work?
We do both. But obviously, the majority of our work is just outbound. And what we do, first of all, is we will identify the best method of contact. And in most cases, we hardly ever speak to a patient. Every once in a while, we will. But 99% of the time is through email or text. And so we're just going ahead and getting them back engaged and answering any questions they have. And then we get them scheduled for the start.
Oh, so you're able to get those results with email and text. You're not even calling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we'll call, but very seldom do we get a conversion from a phone call. Yeah. 99% of it's through text and email.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about the cost of it?
Yeah. It runs our software is $200 a month, $199 a month. The coaching, the follow-up coaching, where I spend an hour a week with the TC, is $997 a month, $1,000. And then Done For You follow-up service, I cap it out at $3,500. It's going to be anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500. And people, doctors right off the bat when they say, $2,500. Well, you have to look at, investing $2,500 and probably getting an average of $20,000 to $25,000 a month extra, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, it should be an ROI kind of
point. Yeah, absolutely. We have
improving it then, but I always have that whole conversation for our own service.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
So is there a practice that is a good fit for it? Is it every practice? Or what is it?
No, it's definitely not every practice. I've actually had to ask a couple of doctors to move on because we're not a good fit. And those are the ones you have to take it. The good fit is that doctor that needs and wants to improve their practice and is willing to truly think outside the box, because, I get doctors saying, oh my God, I can't have anybody, that I don't know calling my patients. Well, nobody's calling your patients right now, even though you're deceased. They're not.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. So you're probably better off having somebody who's professional and knows what they're doing. Not only am I obviously a vendor, but I used to run a practice. So I get it. I completely understand it. But it's just that doctor that has an open mind and really wants to change. Those are the ones that I absolutely love helping. Love helping.
Awesome. So what does the onboarding process look like? Kind of training?
It's really simple. We'll spend an hour onboarding them online, doing an online meeting like this, walking them through the system. And we'll do it as many times as they need. But with the done for you follow-up, we'll find out, what sets the doctor apart. So we make sure that when we're following up with people, we're reminding them why our doctor is a step above or stands out from the rest.
Oh, that's very important. Yeah.
And then we truly are an extension of his or her practice, where we team up with their TCs. We're really assisting their TCs, right? So
absolutely.
Their TCs, get it, and they appreciate our help. And sometimes, they need us to do a little bit more to help them out. We'll do that. We'll do whatever it takes, because my whole goal with this, Richie, is I've been there. I've been a business owner. I'm fortunate enough to not have to do this, but I just love doing it now and helping these doctors.
Awesome. That's a great place to be. So is there anything kind of new on the horizon you want to announce or just tell us about that's happening?
The one thing that we have on the release in the fourth quarter is that we're going to automate the outgoing email from our system for the TC, so that they don't have to remember now to send somebody a follow-up email the next day. So as soon as the presentation, they put them in the system and they're a pending exam, we're going to send out an automated email from that TC with all of his or her contact information. So they don't have to worry about that. The initial contact will always be made now. And you believe it or not, I still come across situations where people forget to follow up. They forget about people. They fall through the cracks.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to help our practices by initiating that initial follow-up email is going to go out.
Perfect. All right. So if someone's interested and they want to learn more, what should they do?
Just reach out to me. My email is simple. It's eric@txconverter.com. I'm happy to help them in any way that I can.
Perfect. Eric, is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
No, that's it, Richie. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I hope you get better, my friend.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Take it easy and have a good weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Eric's episode today was only the second time we've talked about the importance of that pending patient and really extracting that money that could have been lost if you didn't do anything about it. And when I heard Dan Kennedy talk about this in the ClickFunnels convention and talk about how much money he thought you could save, and he's got over 50 years experience in marketing, he knows what he's talking about. You can tell that it's important. So this is a great tool that could help you with that follow-up process, especially if you're just using spreadsheets. Please, I hope you're not doing that. But if you are, find a better way. There's CRMs, there's TS Converter. There's a lot of different solutions out there. If you know you want to be a guest on the show or you have an idea for a show, just go to orthothrive.com. You can email me at richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.